With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. U.S. bank customers are moving their money out of non-interest accounts.
Pretty recently, we finally reached a point where you can earn a little bit of interest elsewhere, whether it's on a money market account or a savings account, a CD, and bank customers are finally saying, hey, we're not going to get paid nothing anymore.
Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Ensign has the details, but first, here are some top stories. Uber could unveil food delivery drones within the next few years, according to a job posting that appeared on its website, seeking an operations executive who could make them commercially operational by 2021. The posting was removed on Monday following an inquiry from the Wall Street Journal. A spokesman said the program is still in very early days. Uber Eats, the company's food delivery service, has quickly expanded to hundreds of cities. The latest Wall Street Journal NBC News poll shows voter interest in the upcoming midterms surging in both parties ahead of the election. Nearly two-thirds of voters showed a high level of interest. Democrats are favored to lead Congress, according to the poll. At the same time, President Trump's approval rating has risen to 47%, up from 44% in September. Shipmakers are expected to begin shifting to cleaner-burning diesel fuel next year to meet new global emission standards in 2020. Airline executives say that could mean higher jet fuel costs, which could lead to higher ticket prices. According to some estimates, jet fuel is up 40% from the start of the year. It's unclear how much demand could rise. U.S. lenders are sharing their underwriting models with Credit Karma as part of a push to bring in new customers. It allows Credit Karma to tell users which loans they'll be approved for without a formal application process that could result in denial and therefore hurt their credit scores. Consumer debt, excluding mortgages, is close to $4 trillion, but signs of a slowdown have some worried. Still to come, why bank customers are moving billions of dollars out of non-interest accounts. U.S. bank customers are moving billions of dollars out of accounts that don't earn interest into higher-yield alternatives. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation reports that customers withdrew more than $30 billion from such accounts in the year that ended June 30th. That's a 5% drop at the nation's four largest banks. Joining us now in our studio with the details is Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Ensign. Rachel, you looked at the data from JPMorgan Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and Citigroup, as well as from the FDIC, and found that this is quite a drop, the first of this magnitude in more than a decade. So what's causing this now?
Right. So basically what we've had is just a huge buildup in these deposits. So these deposits are basically people, just regular customers, and then businesses who are just leaving their money at the bank inside their checking accounts, and the bank is paying them nothing for it. So the bank is getting it for free. And interest rates have been so low for so long that it's caused this huge buildup in these deposits, which is great for banks. They can take this essentially free money and make a ton of money off of it by making loans. But rates have started to tick up in the last few years. And finally, there's been a critical mass of customers who are moving their money for higher rates elsewhere. And it's causing the first sort of drain in these types of accounts in more than a decade.
So, Rachel, non-interest accounts became more popular after the financial crisis, both for individual depositors and corporate customers. Can you explain why and what's happened since then? In other words, can we expect the pendulum to swing back?
So non-interest, just a regular checking account, has been a necessity for a person or a bank for a pretty long time. But the question was how much money you were keeping in it. And so in recent years, it's been quite a lot, you know, so much that the amount has just shot up. And these now make up a much bigger portion of all U.S. deposits. So now, yeah, you are sort of seeing the pendulum swing back the other way. And people and companies are pulling their money out of these accounts and putting them into savings accounts that earn interest, and CDs and money market funds, kind of just anything that you can get more than zero on.
So major U.S. banks reported very strong earnings in the third quarter, but a decline in non-interest accounts has implications down the line. What are some of the concerns you heard from big banks?
So I would say that at this point, among the very biggest banks, this hasn't reached a point of where the executives are expressing a widespread, like, very high level of concern yet. It's more granular than that, and it's actually a pretty small decline this past year. It's just a 1% decline. But the fact that there's been any sort of decline after years and years of growth in, like, the 20% range is a pretty significant thing. And what kind of can happen down the line is kind of the dark side of rates rising for banks. So Fed started to raise rates in December 2015. And for about 3 years now, banks have essentially been able to just pocket all of the gains from that. And that's pretty simple. It's they have your money for free and they make loans that rise in rate when the Fed hikes. So basically, they're making more and more money as the Fed raises rates. But at this point, something has shifted, and now the banks are going to probably have to start paying depositors more money, which weighs on their profits. So it's something that, among a number of things, you know, rising rates are good until they're not. And we may have reached that point in which they're sort of not as good anymore.
And the Federal Reserve is expected to continue gradually raising interest rates. So do you think we can expect further declines in non-interest deposits, at least in the short term?
Yeah, people definitely seem to think, you know, a few analysts that I spoke to definitely seem to think that that's happening. I mean, in addition, which we didn't really get into very much in the piece, in addition to raising rates, the Fed has been unwinding its balance sheet. So they basically had this huge balance sheet coming out of the crisis. And the unwind, just because of how the Fed works and how that process works, is actually expected to suck a bunch of deposits out, destroy deposits. So they're actually going to be not only fewer non-interest-bearing deposits, but fewer deposits to go around. So that's another headwind.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Ensign joining us in our studio. Thank you so much, Rachel.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.